Cut the smokers lounge.
Get high, roll up.
Cut the smokers lounge.
Roll up, get high.
Cut the smokers lounge.
All right, we back. Welcome to the Smokers Lounge, man.
Hi again.
Hello, we back in the building. We had some technical difficulties, but we back, man. Smokers Lounge podcast. We live every Monday and Friday in this motherfucker. Round of applause to everybody.
Hell yeah.
Let's get it. Shout out to everybody tapping in, man. Let's go. We are a live podcast, so it is a little unorthodox, but we do get it, man. We are smoking on some shit. We went to Valley Cure today. We picked up some trees, right? We went and picked up our thing. We went and seen Space Rocks and Two Gas to Pass over there. And, you know, everybody over there, man. So shout out to the team over there.
Yeah, everybody over there, dude.
Yeah, man. What you got going on, Moni? You good?
Yeah, it's Monday.
Okay.
Yep. You know, just proved it. Technical difficulty. Yeah. You would think right now that after all this is going on, computers update every 8 months, phone updates every a new phones every 6-7 months, you would think now that nothing would crash. Or if it crashes,
you've been doing this so long, you think you have your shit in order, Los.
I mean, no, I'm just saying that's everywhere though you go. I mean, you would think card readers wouldn't fuck up, or fucking something goes down and crashes, you got to reboot. But hey, it's technology, right? Man-made. Yep.
Gotta love that. And it's a Monday, so.
Monday.
Okay. Norm smoking that Kobe 24. Oh, big Norm in the building, man. Fucking shout out to him. He's a team no spit.
Team no spit.
Right, checking them out, man. Shout out to our sponsors. We just did a quick sponsors. Give them a round of applause one time, man. If you have not tapped in with our sponsors, tap in with them. Each and every one of them have something amazing to offer. So check them out, man. They up there in the green tab right on top.
Hell yeah.
We got stories to fucking get down to. We have lots of fucking dope news. We had Luis.
Crazy news.
We got Joey. We have a bunch of shit to fucking talk about, man. So let's get it. Put it in the comments, man. What y'all smoking on?
What you smoking on? What you smoking in? And who you smoking with, guys? Let us know. We need to know these things. What are we smoking?
This is some mints from Space Rocks.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a little guy right here. Some
crazy man.
With sealed up with some Caligar and some glue stick and a raw tip.
Nice. Hell yeah. Shout out to Crazy Man. He is one dedicated listener. A couple episodes ago, he got arrested.
Okay, right. Whoa. He got pulled over.
That's right.
He got blurped.
Yeah, he got blurped.
Blurp.
He got pulled over.
Yeah, when they bloop 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 bloop.
Okay, 2-6-5-3-19.
Hell yeah!
Gray squirrel to blue squirrel, come in.
Hell yeah! Dedicated listener right there. Yeah. Man, shout out to him.
Definitely.
All the loungers are dedicated. I mean,
we got some crazy stories. We just had Norm Rockwell.
Uh-huh.
In the building.
Go check out
his music right on Napoleon Spotify.
Dolomite.
Yeah.
We talked about the submarine because, Norm was in the Navy and he lived in the submarine for a fucking while, man, out there.
He seen some shit.
He seen some shit. You know what I'm saying? And
I couldn't do it.
He was saying that was no submarine.
Is there a megalodon? Can you confirm that there is a megalodon?
I couldn't
giant
do
squid
it.
Or the Kraken?
Yes, the Kraken. Isn't that just like a giant octopus?
He said it was Kraken.
It's
already
a humongous.
Yeah.
Like a megalodon.
Can we confirm that there's a kraken and a megalodon?
Well, the Loch Ness was just recently spotted
a week ago. Yeah, we were trying to find the story.
And they were saying that
erased already? Dang.
There's giant caves that they haven't haven't been down there that might go to place, especially they said inner earth. And I don't know.
Portals.
Loch Ness. I mean,
portals.
Yeah, portals.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of stories, especially when it comes to portals and caves, but Loch Ness has been around forever. So you got to think, is that thing coming from a different...
Okay, look at it. All right, we got fucking footage. Is this the Loch Ness?
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's still loading.
But, I mean, yeah, look, they got a full...
It's pretty clear video. Yeah. Like, I can't even be mad at them, actually. Like right there.
So and then they got a lot of good footage of
Bigfoot. Where's this motherfucker at?
Right
look at
there.
That.
Where? Come on, that could be a, that's a log.
No, dude.
I take shit bigger than that.
There's other aerial video or something that they have that. Like that doesn't do justice to other stuff that I've seen.
That looks like a duck mating or something. Or, you know what I mean? I don't know.
It looked like something.
There's something else out there that they've shown.
I've seen better Bigfoot footage, bro. I mean, I don't know. Loch Ness,
Bigfoot footage.
You know what? I want to see a head. I mean, I want to see a neck pop out of that goddamn water. I want to see a dinosaur. Oh. You know what I mean? Like and
you like, want to see one
like Jurassic until Park.
It happens. Until you see one.
Well, that far away, yeah.
Yeah, you ain't gonna want to see shit.
Like I'll stand over here. You'll be over there.
No,
we'll be cool.
Shit, I'll just watch the videos.
Now,
I'll just watch the videos like we're doing right now.
Hell yeah,
I'll judge it from there.
Hell yeah.
Back in the '90s, that movie, Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, I remember that.
Wouldn't that be crazy just to hit a Bigfoot and then take it home? I mean,
that would be dope.
I mean, but you wouldn't know what to expect because
I'd be like,
go out from a joint, get them stoned.
I smoke, you smoke.
That'd be crazy though, wouldn't it? Go out camping and you hit.
That's like a toothpick to Bigfoot right there.
Yeah, bro. I wouldn't do
it. Right, he'll probably eat it.
He'll fucking inhale that thing with one sniff.
We need a joint like June's brings over on that goddamn machine. That will fuck him up. But that video right there. That looks like nothing.
Yeah,
that's a crappy video. I've seen others. Like, there's other stuff that they had, and it looked more convincing.
They got scarier footage of alligators in Florida.
Yeah, that poor old lady. Hear about that?
That looks like the fin or something.
Yeah, that old lady was walking her dog, and she got attacked by an alligator.
Well,
does she live in Florida?
Yeah.
Don't be walking your dude. What the fuck is wrong?
Walk by
with
yourself.
You?
Like if you're walking by the swamp or like water in Florida, like
Florida period, though.
Right?
By an alligator, your little dog is gonna get ate too.
What's worse was that they couldn't really get to her at first because the two of them were guarding her, so they had to wait for the alligator experts to come over and get her. Yeah, they
what shoot them. The fuck?
Yeah,
so they can't—they just can't shoot them.
No, I'm pretty sure they killed them after they got her. I'm pretty sure, but they didn't want to. They didn't want to go
snipe
right
these
in.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't know.
Snipe these motherfuckers, bro. I'm sure there's two alligators dead. Ain't gonna hurt the population out in Florida.
But see, again, like you said, was it last year that guy that had to jump in the river for his damn dog? Remember, the alligator came up, snatched his little dog up, and he jumped in.
I sometimes wonder how far I would go for pickles.
Pack a bowl. Of this watermelon kush.
Let me tell you something, Malik. You will do anything for that damn pig because, I mean, it's family. You got to remember, our dogs, your pets. I mean, if I ain't going to lie. If my bird got out right now, Mickey, and took off on us.
Let's ask the fucking question. Let's get it out of the way.
Yeah.
What's the question?
If we had to eat the pig.
Oh, man. There you go.
Which one would it be?
I'm going to turn off my mic.
Because we got two of them.
You can sacrifice a foot.
A lucky pig foot?
That's really going to season the broth.
Yeah.
We just need flavor.
Hey, I'm not kidding. My mom eats tostadas de pig's feet.
Yeah.
Just pig feet.
Bomb.
Lettuce and that sauce she makes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's just awesome.
But literally, pig's feet tostadas. I'd be like, nah, I'm passing.
Sign me up.
What's that look like?
Like pickles, but a little smaller. Like pickles.
Like a lucky.
It's not hairy and.
It's like a lucky rabbit's foot.
Yeah. And you know why? Okay. And has nothing to do with culture. It is just pig feet in general. When you see how they step in everything and anything and don't give two fucks, why are people
you like
still
manoodle.
Eating it?
Okay, well, you gotta realize when you boil it for 5 hours, everything's gone. It's done. And the flavors are still there between
Hell
the toes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
Menudo.
The between the toes flavor.
Lemon and onion.
Hey, you gotta admit though. You gotta admit though. Your hangover is over. It's gone.
But menudo's not pig feet.
It is.
Yes.
It's
pig feet, trying and hominy.
Yeah. And pig
they don't
feet.
Give it to
you're thinking about pozole.
There are people that are like, yep.
Pozole is pork butt. That has no pig's feet in it. That's what you're probably thinking about. But yeah, the two. You know.
Smash the like button if you think menudo is the way to go for a hangover.
It is. Like, if you know you're getting fucked up, I like camp noodle, as horrible as that is.
That's still good. Still good.
People hate on it.
All right. You know, can't. I got a good remedy for hangover. That's guaranteed. Just
don't you get up and you have another fucking beer.
That one works,
that
too.
That works, bro. Get up and have another one of whatever it is, the last thing that you had last night. Get up and have one more of those.
That don't work.
Well, some people don't have a stomach for it, but
It works. The only thing. So look, you can't have a hangover if you stop. If you don't,
you just stop.
If you don't stop drinking. If you don't stop drinking, you know what I'm saying? He's like, no, sir.
Fruit and a can of that Rockstar Recovery lemonade.
Bro,
that's tripping. It. Done.
You know, I stopped fucking with those rock stars and monsters when they found a mouse in one.
Ooh, yeah, that was gross.
That's when I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Damn, and they told us?
Yeah, it was on video. They have it on there's a video.
Oh, that's why they told us. Okay.
He's like, somebody got caught.
Yeah.
Couldn't deny it.
Or you can drink water, the water the day before you drink, and so there you have enough hydration so you won't get a hangover.
Yeah.
That's the only way. That's another scientific way to do it.
Drink water.
Menudo.
Or that.
And lemon water. I'm going to choose menudo because that is delicious.
Yes.
And I want to eat. So, menudo is the route we're going to go.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this AI robot, man. Like this shit. So, obviously, we're aware that they have these fucking robots, right? These AI robots that
they're super advanced.
That are humanoid, almost.
Humanoid. They're called, no, these ones are called humanoids.
These are humanoids, right? And they think for themselves. But they call it control thinking, right? Because they have a
scripted, like, response.
Well, it's not scripted.
No, it's not.
They have a vocabulary of shit that they could choose from and pick together a sentence and...
I don't believe that.
So I think they have way more. Yeah. So one of them was asked if they was gonna ever take over the world, right?
No, they would turn on our same fucking thing.
Turn on their owner thingy.
And that's taking over the world, goddammit.
But the response was even scarier, though.
Right.
I don't know exactly.
They did this.
They kind of did the old side eye and hesitated on answering. So if you guys seen Terminator, that's all I gotta say.
So you're telling me that this robot had to think. Before it answered.
It just lied to the whole world,
so,
bro.
So let me tell you, you know what's fucked up is, why can't we have robots like Bicentennial Man? Why they gotta all be killer? Like, does anybody remember the robot movie with Robin Williams and he was a robot?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he wanted to
Bicentennial
be.
Man.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. What it was, they were trying to make a movie back then to say, you know what, this could happen. But in reality,
it's Terminator. Happening.
He said, no. AI robot did not side-eye. Hell yeah, it did.
I did.
Yes, it did. Look, ain't that some shit?
It's changing the story now?
Well, they want to because they don't want you to think that they think.
Oh, these
they thought about it.
They want me to
pay. They had to think about that question.
That. We're not paying
for
that.
Now,
but that's the robot right there that did it. That bitch right there.
Side eyes already.
That bitch right there.
So when you
she was going to ask you like, you petty human.
Look at her.
I will squish you with my toe.
So when you ask your homeboy, hey, man, did you dip in my bag? And then give you the side eye. That's like, hey, are you going to turn on your creator? And they give you the side eye. That's like, oh, shit.
Like,
they had to think about that shit, man. Know what that means, right?
They're coming to get you.
Terminator. That's all I got to say.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm thinking of robots, I'm definitely going the Terminator thought process.
Because in the storyline,
it makes sense.
The humans try to pull the plug, and guess what? The robots rebelled.
Let me get that
rig
right there.
They said it's not happening.
Yep.
It totally could happen.
Taking dabs, y'all. We taking
hell yeah.
They're taking dabs. Let's clarify.
You see that motherfucking rock in there?
Only because we got the side eye from the AI, we're going to take a dab.
The AI said, you are not taking it. I said. Shout out to everybody tapping in, man. Let's get it.
That's where he got it from.
Yeah.
The robot. Yeah. The side eye.
The side eye.
They're going
to
make that.
You know, we tried... off topic. We tried to watch Tropic Thunder with our youngest. It did not go well.
Tropic Thunder, man. Yo,
yeah,
that is, I think, you know what, Tropic Thunder,
I found myself laughing.
Is going to be my top three, no, top five.
Top ten.
Top five favorite movies. Dude, top five is huge. Tropic Thunder is in my top five, dog.
Is Idiocracy in there?
No, it's not in my top five. But fucking,
someone just mentioned that movie too.
Scarface.
Scarface is in my top five for sure, man.
No, Scarface. Top three right now.
I could watch that over and over.
Heat. With Robert De Niro and Val Kilmer, the bank.
Yeah, where they robbed the.
Where they robbed the bank.
The banks and shit.
I watched that forever.
You know they still use that video in training.
Do they?
Yes, they do. They top elite forces on SWAT teams. They still use that video for training. Because it was so realistic when they did it. And then, I mean, it's.
Bro, they was.
They were getting it.
Getting it, bro. And there was that cop trying to get him. Yeah. Oh, they was war.
I like.
It was like, they played good ass fucking roles on those, bro.
Another good movie that's a forgotten movie, too. And it's in late 90s, I think it was. It's called The Game with Michael Douglas. And Sean Penn with her brothers, and they're millionaires, and he teaches his brother a lesson. And he has like this game he has to go through, and he don't know when it starts, but he's all kinds of weird shit starts happening to him.
I don't remember that one.
It's a badass movie. Yeah, good. That's in my top 10. Yeah,
which
I don't
the
know
game?
What else would
game?
Be in my top five? Grease. I ain't gonna lie, Grease. Shh. It's a Wonderful Life.
Put your top five in your comments, man. Well, drop your top five fucking movies.
Gabe said Blow. Yeah, that's in my top 10. Oh, yeah. Derek fucking For Real. I mean, come on now. Pee Wee Herman came back in that movie. That was a classic comeback, dude.
That
Casino?
Was not in top anything.
No, but Casino's another top really tenner.
Beautiful transition.
Yep. Yeah.
Now I forgot about that movie.
They don't make movies like that no more, like they did in the 90s and early 2000s, dude. I mean,
no, because cancel culture will be all over that real quick.
I mean,
it's like some of the shit I go back and see, I'm like, damn. let that fly.
Yeah. Sorry, Joey. I blew that old cloud over there.
Actually, let me rephrase that. Everybody became sensitive, is what the fuck happened. Like, shit was funny when you could fucking just clown away.
There's Something About Mary. Funny like that. You know what I mean? It was funny.
Oh, yeah.
About Mary.
American Pie. Like, they would never make a movie like that again.
Blow
like,
is absolutely.
American Pie is a good one.
Blow is absolutely a top five movie.
I'm like, dude.
Responding to Gabriel in the comments. Blow, absolutely. Top five for sure, man. Top five for sure. That's. Okay. I think DMX is. Best movie he ever played. He only played a couple.
He was in Blow.
In Belly.
Was he in Blow? Oh, he wasn't Belly. In Blow. He was
no,
in Belly.
Belly was a badass movie.
Yeah, he was in Belly.
He played a good role in that
Belly.
One.
Yeah, that was good.
Him and Nas.
Especially when on a Monday you need something to watch. We just gave you a bunch of movies on this Monday, dude.
Drop them, Joey.
But people have to appreciate them.
Yeah. All the movies we just mentioned, dude, they're classics. You can't go wrong with them. If you got you got classics we forgot, drop them in the comments, dude. Mm-hmm. Let us know what's up.
Nostalgia movies, right? Yeah. That'd be like, what, Home Alone, right?
Oh, I love
that. right? Nostalgia. You know, what would that be?
You know what?
Would that be like the fucking Jasons, the Friday the 13th?
Old
the
school
fucking,
movies, yeah.
The Forrest Gump. Is that a nostalgia?
I love Forrest Gump.
I had a lot of sense of humor, so I had like the 80s culture, like, you know, John Cusack movies, like One Crazy Summer, and all those movies where, you know, they're goofy shit, Police Academy.
What did we just watch?
You know what I mean? Caddyshacks.
Crime Stoppers.
That got old.
With fucking, was it Crime Stoppers?
Which one?
With John Walsh.
Oh, yeah. Unsolved Mysteries.
America's
Most Wanted. I mean, there's all of them out there.
That shit's crazy.
And then when Cops came on, it was a wrap.
Oh, man.
Cops?
Yeah.
I was in jail with somebody that was on the.
Love Cops.
I mean.
Like, that, what are the TV, like, the channels?
My kids love watching
Cops. Like, that's all that's on is Cops.
No, and you know, they came to Stockton to do an episode, and they fucking. They was like, yo, we can film a whole season here.
Yeah.
And
they could do that anywhere.
And they did.
In L.A.
Yeah, yeah. I was locked up with a dude that was on there.
Oh, shit.
That was on.
On Cops?
On Cops.
What'd he do? Is that why he was
in jail? He was, They told him, come here.
There we go. Shout out to Jill. She put her five in the comments, y'all. What? Put your five in the comments.
Oh, like Michael Keaton Batman? Because that has to be the Batman.
Yeah,
the
89.
Original Batman.
He is the best Batman. Nobody else.
Is he going to be the new Batman again?
I don't know.
That'd be dope.
Because they're coming out with another Batman.
I know. He's doing Beetlejuice, so I don't know how he would do that.
Oh, that's what they're coming out with, Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
that's going to be a nice one. I don't think
there's anybody, you know, because he's the one that created that whole fucking character, by the way.
Only he could do that again.
Jim Carrey can.
Yeah.
Nah, he's a master.
Mask was badass, dude. That was fucking funny as fuck.
It'd be funnier.
It wouldn't be as dark.
Yeah.
Candy Shack. She said, okay,
Candy Shack. That's
shout out to Jill Frogger on Instagram. It's Stepbrothers, Bridesmaids, Batman OG, and Candy Shack.
So Stepbrothers,
that's the top tenor for me because I got so moved. But yeah, you can't go wrong. Especially when you put his balls on his goddamn drum set, dude. That was classic. You can't go wrong. And then Boats and Hoes.
Now, let me ask you, did you see their drum off on fucking the Jimmy Fallon show?
They did have a drum off. Yeah, I didn't see it. I heard about the drum off.
Oh, my God, dog. That shit was so dope. Full fucking
I didn't know they did that.
I think we can. I'll see if I can pull it up, man. That's some dope
shit. Shout out to the wife with the top five. Look at that, dude. So, I mean, hey, we got movies upon movies. It's crazy. I got a wall full of movies, classic. I mean, I still watch them. Like I said, during the first of the year, I still put on, like, the saga of Star Wars.
Star Wars.
I'll go, like, but I'll watch it over time.
Star Wars.
Well, I like to dig in the crates and pull out some movies, especially
what
Looking up?
I don't know.
What? What do you say?
What are we looking up?
Oh, I don't know.
The drum off.
Yeah.
Brothers, drum off.
That was that fat dab you took. See?
Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
And brother drum off.
I don't know the brother.
I don't know him either, but he's hella funny. He's with him on Talladega Nights.
What are we? Yeah.
They were on there. Uh-huh. He was funny.
Oh, yeah. The one who flew over the cookies.
Funny is Ricky Bobby.
And Chad Smith. All right. Y'all ready for this shit?
Chad Smith. That's his name?
Yeah. All right. So, we're clicking on the Tonight Show. This is the Tonight Show.
I mean, I think you can feel the crispiness in the air, the energy that's here.
Yeah.
I'm off.
Yeah, I think we can play some of this. Hold on.
Seem about right.
Oh, that's not
the further, though. Seem about right.
Look at these fools.
All right, guys, you know the rules.
So these guys are fucking competitive as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think you can't be.
This is a traditional drum off. Tonight we're gonna go by traditional rules.
So these dudes, fucking, bro. You would never think that they can really play the fucking drums.
This is a traditional drum off.
You each get four jar solos. Somewhere. Right there in front of you.
Whoever whacks, smacks, and slaps his skin the best wins. So without further ado,
what you looking for?
Let the drum off begin!
Classic.
Oh,
shit. My bad. Shit.
Ready? All right, so let's see. Who's the best fucking drummer?
I didn't even know he was playing drums.
Take notes, Chadwick.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Are we going to get... We might get fucking copyrighted for this, y'all, but it's all good.
He is good
for the loungers, right?
Look at these fools, man. They fucking... Yeah. Look how old they are, bro, compared to...
Compared to what?
When they did the movie. Look at this fool.
Well, what do you expect?
He said to us.
Looks like baby learned how to point at drums.
Damn, they look
but
similar, don't
baby
they?
Do this?
We'll be right back. These motherfuckers.
That is in my mind.
Yeah, these motherfuckers get down, man.
Definitely watch that one.
Go to the Jimmy Fallon, Will Ferrell, and Chad Smith drum off. That shit is hilarious, dude.
That fool's gold all the time.
Yeah, all the time, man.
Will Ferrell.
So, like, all his shit, everything they do is like ad-libs, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll give him a fucking script, bro, and he'll just be like, fuck this script. You know what I mean? And he'll just go do his own thing. Yeah, this shit's dope shit.
And they still pay him?
Yeah, they still pay him.
Who gets paid? Oh, for his movies? Oh, I'm sure there's ads. Like, they...
Yeah, they get, like, royalties or improv. Something.
They're probably like, dude, no, your character is the character. You are the character.
Yeah, because I think, like, Jack Nicholson, when he played Batman in 89, they were just talking about it, how he just not get paid for that movie, but he had owns...
He didn't get paid for that movie?
He got paid, but see... He got paid the good way. So what they did was everything they make out of Batman that has to do with Joker or whatever, he gets paid for that. So he made out of that movie, he made over $90 million.
That was Jack
Nicholson on Batman. Jack Nicholson. Yeah.
Yeah, he made the deal because he created the character.
Yeah.
Right? He made
was
a deal.
So good.
He made a deal so where he got paid less for the movie that he did, but he got paid anytime
throughout
anybody ever made any fucking
Producer, anything he got paid for the Batman royalties. So he made over $9 million since 1988 over that movie.
Yep.
Just that movie alone.
Right. What? And anybody plays the Joker, he gets paid from.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. They just said, they just had something on him just about a couple days ago. I was watching. They said the exact same thing. Yeah.
The other Joker, the one that died.
He was Heath Ledger.
Keith Ledger.
Yeah. He was good. That's like how you talk about Batman, that he played the best role.
Did he die?
Keith Ledger?
Did he really die though?
Yeah, you never know.
Or did he do one of these submarine dudes did and fucking fake the death?
Okay. Speaking of.
Oh, man. No,
well, I'm just saying.
Okay, but which hold one? On.
Look, I'm going to just say this because, look, oh my God, 5 billionaires don't
listen,
get in a submarine
hold on. I want to ask a question.
And
don't
go fucking die.
Hold on. How, out of 90 dives, how many do you think were successful?
I'm going to say...
Hold on, before yet.
Yeah, 50.
Put in the comments. 50.
Yeah.
We're going to... Hey,
yeah, leave in the comments. Out of 90.
We're going to give them some time, too.
Okay.
We'll give them a couple
Googling.
Minutes.
No Googling.
Yeah, no Googling.
I'm going to know. Okay?
Yeah, I'm going to know. Yeah. Watching you, Brandon.
Just say it.
I'm watching Googles, guys.
Just say it. No.
Go ahead.
I want to... What's your guess?
I'm going to say 50. Less than 50%.
13.
Damn. What the fuck?
Like, who's going to go with those odds?
See, that was...
I wouldn't even go with 100% rate making it.
That's what I was trying to explain. That's what I was telling Luis earlier before we started. It was like, if somebody right now, just drove up, like, with, like, fucking Pano, 80, something like 86 Pano, like, hey, I'm going to Vegas, let's go.
No.
Are you going to go? Because I'm pretty sure before you get to Modesto, you're going to break down.
And explode.
So, it's the same concept. They told these
Pinto's
fools.
Pinto's exploded.
They told these fools do not go down there.
Look at that. The Titan has reached the depths of the Titanic wreck on 13 of 90 dives.
14%.
You're telling me their advisors didn't know this?
They knew.
Not one advisor said, this is only a 14% fucking chance of survival.
They knew. They had to know.
Like,
this didn't happen. They didn't die. They didn't,
There's
bro.
No
There's no way.
Way
that five fucking of them went in there and died.
Together too perfectly.
They had to know.
Together too perfectly.
And look at that fucking octopus, dude. They had
that's
no fucking,
the Kraken right
that's
there.
That's the Kraken. Right there. Kraken. They had no chance.
But it's just like
they had no chance.
It doesn't make sense.
I agree. No. Some fishy about the whole.
Where
thing.
Did you guys go and why?
Well,
who did you owe money to?
Now I understand the billionaire conspiracy theory. So my buddy, my good buddy Skies,
is it a conspiracy theory?
Okay, this is what my boy Skies and them say now. Now they said because they're billionaires doesn't mean that they're going to fake their own death, so they don't have to continue paying whatever, and at the same time accumulate money.
So Narita tapping in.
Oh yeah,
fucking with the Caddy Guards. Team No Spit. We have a heart in here.
Blue sticks and tips, and then I think they be getting out of there because of taxes and other many money. Maybe
why not just go to another country?
See, that's what I was saying. Why would you want to figure out if you're
fucking
a billionaire?
Epstein did.
Oh,
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but
yeah. But I'm just saying though.
Look up footage right now of Epstein. Look recent footage.
He's out. Where they said he was.
But he's out there. Like, dude, like, you think
Thailand or
you think all these billionaires are just dying? Like, it's not happening.
But why? Bro. Okay, so they got
too much money, bro, to fucking die. Courts, bro. All courts are made to fucking get money out of you. If you got enough money, bro, you could get out of anything. I don't give a fuck who you are. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's how that shit works, dog.
But the thing I was tripping off of, if you're a billionaire, say you got $30 billion, why would you want to fake your own death? That's all I'm saying. Why would you want to, yeah.
Well, because it has, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. Because depending on what you got, your fucking investments and stocks and shit, and you know, it could be set up that way. And you're always worth more dead, dog.
Oh, okay.
You're always worth more dead. When you die, bro, fucking ain't you worth more dead? Yeah. You got life insurance?
Life insurance.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Don't you got life insurance, bro?
Allstate.
That's funny.
Tupac was worth more dead than alive. Everybody is worth more dead than alive, bro. That's you know what true. I'm saying? And I mean, at the end of the day, it's facts.
Yeah.
Because your life insurance is generally more than your assets to make sure you have more than enough.
Right.
This is crazy, though.
And sometimes, man, you might be in some shit to where, you know, you might feel the heat coming.
So
and you might want to fake your death.
So what you're saying is this Titanic idea was genius.
I mean, if they didn't make it so obviously obvious that it was fake.
I heard that they knew about what had happened and held the news until law passed. So this could be the biggest news over that law passed.
That's right. They knew that morning. Navy.
And they held it for like, I think, a day or two.
They got me in the submarine. They might as well take me about that bitch because I would have never been in there.
Hell no. Especially looking at that damn thing, I was like, fuck that. I'm staying right here. Mm-hmm. So I'll be up here with
you.
I'll have them rolled up when you guys get back.
I'm gonna wait right here.
I'll be the one cleaning the bongs and packing the bowls.
I'll be watching the sonar vision and shit, dude.
But it's just like you looked at it and you can tell, like, there's no way that thing's gonna sustain.
Right. Five billionaires fucking said, oh, yeah, this is gonna work.
As soon as
none of them said, I'm gonna look. These are King Dingalings, dog.
Yeah.
These are King Dingalings, bro. You're telling me that not one of out of those five engineers said, I'm gonna have my engineer look at this and inspect it. Not one of them. Get out of here.
When I saw the first time I seen that controller, I would have fucking.
He said it's a Logitech. It's not even a Bentley.
Yeah.
No. You know what I'm saying?
Parts came from Camping World. I'm done.
Right.
I'll be cleaning the bongs and packing
you
the bowls.
You can order this shit back, on dude. Fucking Wish.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Just, you know what? I believe in the conspiracy theories now. I believe now that they fake their own deaths. I believe
it could all be a skit for the news, for the distraction.
It is a distraction on whatever's happening on the other side of the fucking fence, man. And everybody got to be aware. That's the shit that we will get kicked off for.
Yep.
And it needs to be heard of. There's a lot of shit happening over there.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of crazy laws being passed, bro. Like, it's ridiculous.
But if it was international waters, why does it matter?
Because it doesn't matter. It's a story. That's what everybody wants to see.
Story.
That's what everybody wants to see. That's what
novellas.
We're talking about it.
Distraction.
Novellas.
Distractions. What is it? So what's happening?
Bro.
New world order.
No, it's bro, right now everybody's supposed to be tapping into the Second Sons right now. You get some information off of it, downloads and shit.
How do you do that? The Second Sons, what's that?
Apparently there's another sun in the sky right now. There is videos and people record it.
UFOs really. Are here.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they like,
it's not even UFOs. That's real too. But fucking China had already created their own artificial sun.
Oh, and, you know why?
And already launched it. So when ours goes out, they said they fucking.
What?
Yeah, they launched an artificial sun, dog. This was the story that they put out, though. It might not be. It might be another fucking sun that just came into our solar system, and they're saying China launched it, bro. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know. I don't know.
They're trying to block it.
These motherfuckers say
they're trying to block us from sunlight right now, bro.
Reminds me of the Simpsons episode.
We gotta start watching the Simpsons more now. Damn it!
I'm hey, on the Simpsons, season. Check this out. On the Simpsons says, I hope I'm not jinxing it, but they said Mexico's gonna go to the next World Cup with the.
You never know. Hell yeah.
So put your money on Mexico?
No. They just said they was going. They didn't say who was going to win.
Hell yeah.
Simpsons Almanac.
It's going to happen. We got to watch that real, shit.
Boy. Shout out to everybody tapping in, man. We do appreciate you wherever you're at. If you're driving trucks, if you're loading pallets, or if you're working in warehouses.
Or just chilling.
Just chilling at the house or whatever it is that you're doing.
What you smoking in and what.
Yeah, what you smoking on, what you smoking in, and who you smoking with. You know what I mean? Put it in the comments.
Oh, my God.
Do that. Yeah, Monique needs her glasses on.
I can't wear glasses over glasses. That's why it's hard for me to do. It's hard for me to do 3D movies.
She does have her glasses. I'm sorry.
Because I don't wear my contacts a lot. Like, my eyes just, they can't do it no more.
I don't know
what else to say. I say just fucking...
Pass it down and just try it out.
Well, I'm so... I would be able to see your face from right here. That's how bad it is.
Try to zoom in.
No matter. What? Sorry, no.
Guys. Is it Shark Week?
It is Shark Week.
It is?
It's like Shark Month, I heard. I think it went from week to month.
I don't know if it's Shark Week, but that's I like it. Because I like it when they go to South Africa and they have those...
we don't need to worry.
Have those fake seals and their tongue and they sharks come up. What they do is they drag a fake sail on a boat and they make the sharks come up from
boom.
Boom.
Stop. Take it off.
So this is a shark getting ate by maggots.
We're not watching that again.
Yo, this shit is crazy insane.
So, guess.
Hold on a second. Look how they eat this shark from the inside
out. We don't need to see that.
This is the other half.
We watched it the other day.
This is the other half.
No, it's not. It's the same half.
This shit,
it's the same half.
Shit,
take it
off.
Look at that.
And you know what's crazy? These fucking maggots don't get any bigger. Like, none of them are like, oh, I ate too much. You know what I'm saying? They just keep moving, boy.
I don't think maggots can fool, dude.
None of them said, oh, I don't
know. God.
Yeah, it's wild.
Why do we have to?
Because it's Monday.
Hell yeah, and it's Monday. Man, that's what Monday is.
Okay, these are not people that I like talking about, but I'm just like, what the fuck? Guess who Tom Brady is allegedly dating?
What? A Kardashian.
Yeah.
I swear, I knew. I mean, come on.
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Come on.
They're hoes for show,
bro. Yeah.
Like, you go from Giselle to Kim, like, ew.
Ain't nothing. I mean, come on. He's just trying to get a chain.
Yeah. Like Pete Davidson.
Dog, you're going to be... Dog, like, that's crazy.
His career is
You're
going
to be in there after Kanye been all up in there and fucking Ray J been all up in there and motherfucking...
Chris Humphries. Don't forget about Chris Humphries.
Yeah, Chris Humphries been all up in there and...
The wife watches the Kardashians. I just trip off that shit. Like, what the fuck? These people are just nuts, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean,
you heard Kanye. He said that shit stank. Like, and motherfuckers still won't go try it.
Yeah, well, he did not say that.
Money talk. Yeah. Hey, it's all about
don't
the money
let me
in Hollywood.
Pull up the video. Said that? Yeah, don't let me pull up the video. That motherfucker said that shit stank.
Kanye was, huh?
Anybody will say anything bad about their last breakup, dude, especially shit like that, dude.
I mean,
Kanye did say some.
Was it crazy? Is it though?
Or is it true?
You know what people consider crazy? People consider crazy when they don't know about something.
Yeah.
You know,
or they're scared about it.
I don't even want to throw the word ignorant around or nothing like that, but like if you know, unaware,
unaware is a good
perfect unaware word. Of some shit, dude, or out of your comfort of thinking, you would think that it's crazy. Like aliens is a good fucking example. Like people think back in the days, people would think you was crazy if you believed in aliens, bro.
Mm-hmm. Or Bigfoot.
You couldn't or Bigfoot, right? Botanist. Back in the days, 90s, early 2000s, and beyond that, right? Like if you mention shit like that, dude, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You're crazy. You know what I mean? Like they labeled you as that.
Let's just go to Area 51 and figure it out.
There you go again, wanna get shot.
That's
I'm only, gonna go to the line.
That's a way out of here. They ain't not going to let nobody near that spot.
Right. I don't give a fuck what kind of pass you got. I don't care what your fucking passport says.
I'm I'm down to go near with my telescope.
Hell yeah.
Some binoculars.
Monique want to go as far as where they can shoot you.
Yeah.
She want to have
Now it's like, get there.
She want to have a barbecue right next to the fence.
Yeah.
Now, if I, before I start.
Right. Having a barbecue right next to the fence and then drop her tongs or on the other side of the fence. Oop, guys.
Yeah, I know.
I got to go get them. Hell yeah.
I am down to go see a UFO infested city somewhere. I mean, if there's somebody say there's a lot of UFO sightings.
Would you rather go see like a for sure UFO sighting or go stay in a haunted house for the night?
Oh man, there you go.
I want for sure a UFO.
UFO.
Well, yeah, no, UFO. No. I don't know. I think I'd rather go see a haunted house.
No. Yep. No.
Well, because look, let me tell you, because this one, look, if you see a UFO, you're not going to even know if it's dropping you off or picking you up, bro. And if it sees you, usually that's what's happening.
Yeah, but with a haunted house, you ever watch Paranormal Caught on Camera, dude? Fuck that.
No,
dude.
We watch other shit. That's
or that look, Ghost Adventures? Look, fuck that.
I'd rather scream like a little bitch, fucking every time I turn a corner and seen a ghost, than being abducted by aliens, dog. I'd rather go see a haunted house any day, bro. I'd rather shit my pants and piss on myself than go get a microchip.
Skinwalker Ranch?
I'd rather fucking.
I'm gonna take the chance.
I'm going with the fucking.
The ghosts?
Yeah, I'm going with the
ghosts. Ghosts and demons, bring it on. No.
See, I'm a gambling man, dude. I'm gonna take the 50-50 chance of being probed. You know?
You ain't probing me.
No, I'm a gambler.
You wanna take the 50-50 chance of getting for
your. You can take my soul, but you're not probing
me. You ain't probing me. I'm a no prober.
I'm taking that chance.
I do the probing. Fuck that.
I'm a gambling man, dude. I'm gonna throw the dice on that one, dude.
If he's spooning, I'm spooning from the back. Fuck that.
Oh my god.
Shout out to everybody tapping in, man. We appreciate you. We got Skis in the Bonnie, Jill, Steve. Gabriel, Crazy Man, Senorita in the comments, man. Mm-hmm. County Guards, we appreciate you, man. We in here.
How many people agree with the haunted house? I'm actually surprised.
Some people don't.
Yes! That's common sense right there, dude. You're going to want to go to the haunted house and then fuck it. If you see a UFO, they're either picking you up or dropping you off, dog.
Hey.
There's going to be a time in your life you don't even remember, dog. You don't want that. I'd rather fucking remember. Wow. I'd rather remember pissing myself.
My soul taken.
Yeah.
I live on the edge. I want to throw that dice.
You yelled at the neighbor that you're a soul snatcher.
Yeah. Oh, I did, dude. I did. Oh, okay. So, all right. So I got this neighbor, guys.
Oh, shit.
He can hear us.
No.
He probably thinks he can.
He probably thinks he can. A little bit on. I'm not gonna say the how do you say that? A little bit on the wild side, you say, right? Right, a little out there, you say.
He has issues.
He got some issues.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, he don't take his medication.
That right there.
He don't take his medication,
right? And that's legit.
And so
we just moved in.
So when I had moved in and shit, man, he was like, you know, I had a conversation with him and shit.
I knew his music.
I knew something wasn't right. Yeah, when he was doing that, dude, I knew that. But fucking, one day he came and told me, he was like, I'm fucking God. He kept telling me, I'm fucking God, bro. And I'm God and shit and this and that. And fucking, like, he was doing it at like 6:30 in the morning on a fucking, on concert speakers on a microphone on his porch, just blasting out the whole neighborhood, bro. And he was like, I'm fucking God, waking up everybody, dude. And so I went outside, man, and I went out there fucking, I was fresh out of bed. I was like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? He looked at me, he said, you're fucking ugly. I was like, all on the microphone. I was like, oh shit, people can hear you, bro. I was like, walked back inside, and I was like, fuck, how am I gonna handle this? So I came back outside, I was like, I know, this guy's crazy. I was like, hey. He was like, I'm fucking God. I was like, okay, I know. I was like, I fucking, and I'm a soul snatcher. I'm a snatcher of soul if you don't go in the house. And that fool fucking looked at me all crazy. Fool turned his shit down, snatched his shit up, and went inside.
Oh.
Bro, like, yeah. And I haven't heard from him since.
But couple like times. No, well, a couple times I came to. Was last month. He was singing fucking Mary Had a Little Lamb or some stupid shit. I don't know. But he was screaming it, yelling, singing it. Remember?
Dude, he was out here at 5:30 in the morning blowing his leaves.
No.
And he called the cops.
He started at 11:30 at night.
The night before.
Yeah, he started at 11:30 at night. Oh, he started blowing his leaves and then. He didn't stop, dog. 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. He was doing 4 o'clock in the morning.
Shut the fuck up.
I went out there and I fucking yelled at him.
Bro, I went out there. I was like, yo, bro, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Turn your shit off. He called the cops on me.
I was like, dude. It's like that neighborhood wars. It's fucking crazy.
Shout out to everybody tapping in, man. Let's get it. I am not getting abducted by aliens for nobody. I'll shoot a ghost in the face. I'll fucking carry salt with me.
You're gonna
ginger. So you gotta live on the edge. Garlic, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Roll that dice.
You need the right crystal, bro.
Shit, I don't do that.
I don't take that.
I don't do that.
No, not those, bro.
I might come back with superpowers. You never know. You know what I mean?
The rock's real crystal.
Right. I'll take somebody with me that's on crystal. You know what I'm saying? And let him fight the demons. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing it myself.
No.
Fuck yeah. Shout out to everybody, man. Give a quick round of applause to our sponsors one time. Go tap in with them.
Hell yeah.
Hella heavy. Appreciate them. DD's Delivery.
Valley Cure.
Kid Cones. Auto Up Garage.
June the Goon,
Caligars, Space Rocks, AmeriClean Carpet Cleaners, Mary Jane Moonshine. Give them all a round of applause. Yeah. Appreciate them. Oh,
nah, it happens. We've been dabbing up. We've been smoking up. Not giving a fuck. At the smoker's lounge.
How y'all feeling, man? We appreciate you, man. Y'all could be anywhere, man. You're over here fucking with us.
Yep.
We about ready to close this session up. Joey, what you got?
Oh, man, dude. Just everybody be safe out there. It's going to be hot. Just stay hydrated. Yes. Go buy some watermelons, bags of ice. Keep cool.
You could go buy Chick-fil-A ice. I just learned you can buy their ice.
Oh, man. We haven't eaten Chick-fil-A. But yeah, stay hydrated.
Oh, you're anti Chick-fil-A?
No. The wife is allergic to peanut oil, and they use peanut oil for their shit. So
okay, late in and out.
Yeah.
So, never mind. I'm sorry, bro.
It happens. Dude. I'm not missing them because it's chicken sandwich. I don't know.
We close on Sunday, so fuck.
Yeah.
But stay. Yeah, that's quite irritating.
That's when I got the kids and shit. Like, it's closed.
Chick-fil-A is closed. Yeah, that's just expensive. Yeah, like, I'm not worried
about it. Shit, dude. I mean, if you taste it one chicken sandwich, you taste it all. But yeah, stay hydrated. It's gonna be hot. Fat Joe to you. Come correct, I'll let you in.
Luis?
Yeah, man. It's going to be hot, bro. Stay hydrated. Yeah,
it's going to be hot.
Shit, 100 and something this weekend, so.
102. You mean? 101.
Mm-hmm. Where they finding you, Luis?
Tonyo from the Smokers Lounge on the IG, you know what I'm saying? I like your boy.
Hi, guys. Happy Monday.
Stay hydrated.
Made it. Put sunscreen on. I'll go with that.
Oh, there, yeah. Walk around like a lobster.
Actually, deodorant.
And eat your sea moss.
B-O for the D-O.
From Made in Love 209, right? I think that's
Made in Love, yep.
D-O.
Made with Love, yep.
But please, deodorant. Please. I don't care what brand you get, what scent or get unscented. It. Just secret. Please.
If you wear black shirts, don't get the white.
Yeah. I don't even care if you leave marks. As long as I know you're wearing it. At least I know you're wearing it. So have a great week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stay high.
Yes.
Appreciate you. Smokers Downs Podcast. Make sure you're checking me out. Official Smokers Downs Podcast on Instagram. Smokers Lounge Podcast on all streaming platforms. We're talking about Spotify. We're talking about Anchor app. We're talking about fucking Amazon. Go to your Amazon. Go to your Amazon and go to search Smokers Lounge. We're there. Go to everywhere. Smokers Lounge Podcast.
We're there.
We there, man. We live every Monday, Friday, 8 o'clock. Appreciate everybody tapping in, dog. Smash the like button. Subscribe. Notifications is a must. We out this bitch.
Bye, guys. Hey.
Woke up this morning, I need me an ounce. Then I had to make the call to Smoker's Lounge. Shit, it says slide through, we blowing a pound. I said, I'm on my way now, what's going down? Then I pulled up, shit was way too loud. Zigzags everywhere, ain't no backing out. So high up in the sky, ain't no coming down. That's how I feel when you come to the Smoker's Lounge.
One joint, two joint, three joint, four. I can't get enough, I need to roll some more. One joint, two joint, three joint, four. I can't get enough, I need to roll some more.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Get high, roll up.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.